Tess Zion Shvat, Friday the 17th of January, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt, Matan Torah, Avo Viro.
Okay, good morning. Well, we know that Matan Torah is the Jewish people's wedding day, Klal Yisrael's Chasna. Chasna is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Klal Yisrael are the Kala. In fact, many of the Minhagim that we keep on the day of a Chasna follow some sort of resemblance to Matan Torah, even when it be, for example, coming down with flames, not necessarily a flame, in Matan Torah is flames, but there we come down with candles, etc., walk down the Chasna and the Kala with candles, there's fire resembling what happened to Matan Torah, etc. So a wedding day is a big day, you plan it for ages, and every down to the last detail. However, the wedding day of Matan Torah seems to have a little bit of a twist, because here we find this is the closest day that Jewish people could have been to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here is the day that Hashem is going to reveal His Avo for Klal Yisrael. This is the day Shemayim and Oretz are going to meet. Hashem is going to reveal Himself. A day like no other in the whole of the history of the world. Yom HaShishi, the sixth day. So what's a little bit strange is if you open up the Psukim, you see that even with this whole wedding day, there's a little bit of a different tune to it as well. Because if you look at the Psukim, Chazal tell us, we're standing there at the foot of Har Sinai, and what happens? Incredible noises and sounds and thunder. Tremendous shofar blast. Everybody's totally petrified. And not only that, then the Pasuk goes on to say, we know. Hashem suspends the mountain over Klal Yisrael's head, famously, and says, if you accept the Torah, good, otherwise. And after that, the whole mountain's smoking. There's this fire. The entire mountain, even the mountain was scared. So it's a pretty scary experience. In fact, it's so scary that we know. It also says in this week's parasha that Klal Yisrael turn around to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, it says, "V'chol ha'amreim es ha'koleis es lapidim." They saw the koleis, the sounds, lapidim es koleis shofar zahara oshen v'yaham v'enu v'yamdim rochay v'yimah Moshe. They said, "We can't cope. Dabre ato imonu v'nishma v'ali dabre imonu elakim penomus. We can't cope with this, lest we die again." Yeah, it says that when Klal Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Anoichi," Klal Yisrael, then the Neshamas just left them, we died. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring us back to life. And in Lo Yiyeh, again we died. And Klal Yisrael said, enough, we can't do this anymore. This is just way too much. So it's funny, because this is supposed to be the Matan Torah, the day of Av, of connection, seems to be very much Yiro. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't worry. What does he say, don't worry? When they say, we can't cope, what does he say, don't worry? But Yoyim HaMoshe Al-Om, Al Tiro, don't be afraid. Because Hashem has come to test you. So you should have the yiro on your face, not to sin. Well, that was exactly the whole complaint. This is too much, you know, we'd rather not have the test. We thought it was going to be a lovely Matan Torah, you know, some sort of experience of Ava, and yet it's fire and brimstone, to say the least. So, how come this day of Ava seems to be enveloped with yiro? So, if we look, there's a little speech that Moshe Rabbeinu has to give to the Jewish people before Matan Torah. A small three psukim speech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. This is the preamble. And the Aruch Haim has a whole arichus as to why these three things, why these three psukim were chosen, what is the message. And in short, he says the following. Before Matan Torah, Moshe Allah Elohim, Vayikra Elav Hashem, and Ahar Leimar. Skoysalem Allah Beisakov, Sagil of Neisol. Tell the Beisakov, tell the Neisol. Atam Isam, you saw Asher Sisi Mitzrayim, what I did to Mitzrayim. Va'esa Esam, will come from the Shoim. I brought you out and come from the Shoim. They say come from the Shoim is, the Ramban says that we came out in a hurry. That was like being on eagle's wings. We came out so fast. Va'ovi Eschem Elan, I brought you to me. Va'ata onayim shamaya tishmu b'kaili, if you listen to my voice, so shmatim is busy. Then v'isim isagula, you'll be my treasured nation. Mikolo amim. Kili kolo aretz. Va'atem tziyu limamleches koinim v'goy kodesh, you will be a holy nation. Eila hadvarim shetadabel b'nei Yisrael. This is what you should say to the Jewish people. Okay, get the troops ready, tell them, this is the speech beforehand. Says the Arachayim, why? Arachayim points out. He says, because firstly you should tell them, diuk he makes. Asher isim asher sisi limitzvayim. What I did to Egypt. It doesn't say that I took you out of Egypt. What I did to Egypt. Meaning, remember how I punished the Egyptians. See what I did to Egypt. Meaning, you mess around, you don't keep the Torah, over, over. Look what happened. You're on the good side, but look what happened to them. Okay. That's the Yira part. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, but look what I did for you. For I brought you to me, and if you listen to the Torah, you'll be a segula, a nation, that is, kilikul aretz, you'll be my nation, v'atem tiyu l'meches kodim v'goy kodesh, says the Arachayim, this is to elicit ahava in the hearts of the Jewish people. There has to always be a balance of ahava and yira. Ahava, the love of Hashem, and yira. Ahavas Hashem, yiras Hashem. We know that these are the two fundamentals upon which everything else rests. But yira that is mentioned here is not the regular yira. When we think of yira, we think of, you know, the fire and brimstone, the Gehenna, right? Don't do this because you'll get Gehenna. That doesn't work nowadays. Chinuch, it doesn't go. Right? If you start telling people, you know, you tell some kids, don't do that, don't worry, you know, do you know how hot the fires are Gehenna this time of year? You know, tell me, how hot are they? Interesting. You wonder if I could melt some sort of iron on it. Nobody's going to be, people are not moved. That's Yira So'enish. That's actually a very low level Yira that the Rambam says that's not the ideal Yira. That's the era for when you're starting out, you want to get people into it, as it were, in certain types of places, maybe it'll get them into it. But you want to give people sort of the shock treatment, is Yiras Onish. Of course, we know that there is Gehenna, etc. Of course. But when we speak about Yira here, we mean Yiras Haroimimus. That means to be in awe of something, to be totally blown away. an example, I don't know, let's think, if somebody was standing at Niagara Falls, and you see this incredible sight. Or if you, I don't know, you would witness a volcano erupting. You'd be very much in awe of such a thing. You'd feel very, very small, connected to this very, very big picture. Or if a person looks up, as you're supposed to, look up to Shemayim, and you see the endless stars, and you realize that we are just a small blip, a tiny speck in the entire galaxy. And yet, Hashem wants us. You feel very small, klape this entire world. That's Yiras Haroimimus. You realize how big, so to speak, how large, how awesome is Hashem and his world. And therefore a person feels in awe of this. And the Rambam describes beautifully in Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, this is a constant emotional up and down, as it were, roller coaster in Avodas Hashem. You have an Ahava experience. You experience the closest to Hashem, says the Rambam immediately. For example, he says, you look at the world of the natural world, and you're inspired by a natural phenomena. At that same point, you have a taiva, a desire to get to know the one who created this world. Says the Rambam, but then immediately what happens after that? You actually have this small reticence in realizing that you're actually, wow, it's an awesome world, I'd love to connect to the Bari Olam, at the same time I feel so small in this whole existence. Ahava followed by Yira. Says the Arachayim, why do you need both of these? Because if you have too much Ahava, then you overstep the boundaries. You have too much Yira, then you don't move at all. Example, I remember hearing from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, says beautifully, he said, the definition of kavod, respect, is the exact balance between ahava and yira. Why? Let's say you have somebody who you very much respect. Yeah. So you're drawn after them, and you would like to go over them, but it's obviously inappropriate to go over them, and you know, if they're a great person, to go over them and just give them a hug, it's going to be inappropriate. You admit, you're drawn after them, but that's not appropriate. On the other hand, so you have to show gira. On the other hand, if you just, you know, move into the corner because you're just so scared, you're never going to have any kesher, any connection with that great person. So the balance between wanting to get close, but on the other hand having that covered, that reticence, is the balance between ahava and yira. That's called covered. Now, Hashem, as it were, has a problem with Matan Torah. What's the problem? The problem is, He's now going to give us an incredible injection, a boost of ahava that we've never had before and never will have until Yemei HaMashiach. there's going to be Ahava here, there's going to be a revelation of Hashem that is going to want, it says, Chazal say that, as I mentioned before, that we died. What does it mean we died? It means our neshamas were so magnetically pulled after our HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, boom, we just left. What do you want to be in this world for when you can be there? Close to the Shekhinah. The Ahava was so intense. The problem is that any slight mistake at this level, if we are not holding on the right level of respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that stage, then it's a terrible thing. We know, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medakdek b'tzadikim, with his chasidim and tzadikim, kechut hasara. Saviv of Sarah Ma'id, up there, when you get to very high levels, Moshe Rabbeinu on his level, he says, Mamri Mahisem, he makes a small comment, that's it, he's not allowed in Eretz Yisrael, finish. For us, it would probably be a mitzvah. Give him a bit of Musa. For Moshe Rabbeinu on his level, that slight infraction, boom. Because when you're there, right in the control room, when you do brain surgery, I don't recommend it if you're not a brain surgeon, if you do brain surgery, if you ever become a brain surgeon, then you realize when you're dealing with small movements, a millimeter to the right or left can be fatal. Yeah, a small scratch on the hand is nothing. But up there in the control room, up there where it all counts, in that place where it's very, very powerful, any small movement, you're in trouble. If you make a slight, you're not looking when you're driving, and you make a slight sort of move of the wheel, but you're only going at 5 miles an hour. You're busy on your phone, which is illegal, right? So you can notice, by the way, there's a certain way of noticing when people are on their phone. They just suddenly slow down, and then you're not sure. They just sort of wander. And either they're looking for a parking space, or they're just in the middle of texting someone. But anyway, if you make a slight deviation at that point in time, you're not going to necessarily, it's not going to be a great, might not be, again, I don't recommend it, but it might not be the worst result. But a small mistake when you're doing 70 miles an hour on the motorway, that's going to be a terrible result. You've got to be careful there. Meaning, when you're playing the real thing, when you're in the control room, then you've got to be careful. Brain surgery is not a joke. Here is Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself to the Jewish people, which means we're all going to be elevated to a level which is so high that we're all mamish in the control room. Any small mistake there, we're all finished. You can't show disrespect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's mamish in front of you. The king is right here, right now. You're in the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur. We know. Look what it has. Look, the worry that the Kohen Gadol, maybe he wouldn't make it through that Yom Kippur because it was the holiest day of the year and the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kedoshim. The stakes are very high. So at the same time, there's Ahava which has been revealed, but we need to have Yira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to have Yira Saromis. Realize who you are and don't overstep the boundaries. We know that at that level, at that stage, that is where the danger lies. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents us with Ahava. At the same time, it's with this tremendous Yira, but not Yira of Yira Sa'inish. Not, oh, if you do this, you'll be scared and we'll give you a punishment. Yira of the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that we'd have that balance. But the Tachlis is all for Ahava. At the end of the day, we have to be Oved Hashem mi Ahava. That's the Ikka. The Ahava is the main thing. Just if you have too much Ahava and you're a little bit flippant with it and you overstep the boundaries, you're in trouble. So therefore, Yira has to be the control. Ahava and Yira. There's always even in every area you have the Ahava and the Yira. In Chinuch, when a person wants to educate. So Ahava is giving. If you give to the child and give. So that's wonderful. And you feel like giving, but you're not really giving because ultimately you're smothering and spoiling the child. So you have to hold back a little bit of Yira and give the person independence. There's always, in every area, there's Ahava and Yira, and there's a necessity for the balance. The Vilna Gaon says, Bereishis. The word Bereishis splits up into Yira and Boishis. Yira and Boishis. What's Yira and what's Boishis? Yira is being afraid of the Oinesh, that's the lower level of Yira. And Boishas is being embarrassed, as it were, to have the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have the Yiras HaRoimus. There's a certain busha there. One of the hallmarks of being a Jew. Rachmonim Baishonim V'goyim Lechasodim. A Rachmon to have Rachmim, and to be a Goyim Lechesed, but a Baishon, what does it mean a Baishon? A Baishon means you have a certain humility. You know, we all know when it comes to having a Torah discussion, the discussion of MS, when you're learning a Gemara or whatever it might be, you have to have a certain busha, meaning you have to be willing to fight for the MS, but you have to be willing to step down when you're wrong. That's a chelik of Torah, which is so crucial. If you don't have the busha, if you don't have the anova, then how can you be Mekabel Torah? And this is the second aspect. There's the Yiro of Yiras Einish, and then there's Baishas. Yore and Baishas, which is Bereshis. And what is this Yiro? What is the fear? The Yiro is the same Isis, says the Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai says that Yiro is the same Isis as Raya, as a proof. Because when you see it, when the truth hits you between the eyes, it's so awesome that it elicits a small response that you feel like, wow, I'm nothing compared to this. And therefore, Matan Torah has to come with Ahava, but also Yiro. And what is the Yiro? You have the sound, you have the shofar, and you have the Eish. We have to understand that, what is Eish all about? Why is the Torah given with Eish? And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even later on in Devarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about Matan Torah, he says, you heard Hashem's voice, mitoch ha'Eish. What's the concept of Eish? Why is it that, and the mountain was on fire, and there was fire everywhere. Why? Why was the Torah given with this Eish? That is because fire, by definition, destroys everything else. Everything else is destroyed with fire. Everything just turns to fire. Whatever you put into fire, it just gets turned into fire. What was revealed at Matan Torah? What was revealed was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Metzias. There is nothing else. It's fire, meaning this is it. This is revelation. Fire is also revelation. But it destroys any other Metzias. You think that was real? That's a joke. And therefore the Umay Sa'olam, they run to Bilam and they say, is there going to be another Mabul in the world? They were scared for their own existence. Because Matan Torah actually nullifies their existence. You've been living a life of nothing. That's why it's called Sinai. Sheyorda Sino La'olam. Because there's an element that the non-Jews hate. Because it makes them, again, those non-Jews are not keeping Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Keeping Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, there's no problem. But those non-Jews who are not living up to what it is, what Hashem has, what Hashem wants, so it makes them, this is mevatel them completely. It's fire, meaning it's revelation, but it destroys everything else. This is the reality. This is MS. And therefore also, Bereshis is also Isis, Bris Eish. Because this is the Bris of Eish. That you, if you're part of this, then you're part of the revelation. If not, it'll destroy. And we see that all the time. Ish for Isha. If you have Shechina Shri B'nei'em, you have the Shechina, then wonderful. Yud and the Hey. You have Hashem with you. But if not, Eish Achrasan, that means Ish, Aleph Yud Shin, and Isha, Aleph Shin Hey, take out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the Yud and the Hey, you have Eish and Eish. Says the Gemara, the fire will destroy. If you're on the right side, it's revelation. If you're not, it'll just consume you, because you're not part of existence. And this, by the way, is the great Avoida of Matan Torah. You think the Matan Torah was just a sound and light show that everybody sat back and enjoyed. It was not a sit back and enjoy experience. It was enjoyable, but it needed Avoida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, the first time he meets him, he says, this burning bush, you're going to be back here later on. There's going to be Matan Torah. Tavdu Nes Elokim Bahar Hazeh. You're going to serve Hashem. Now, what do you mean serve Hashem? How do you serve Hashem at Matan Torah? You were just watching. Avoida means like a korban. A korban is called avoida. What's a korban? You mevatel yourself to the emes. You give yourself totally to that which is real. The Jewish people had to be makablim. We were makable atayroh. We were accepted HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awesomeness. Yiras haroimimus. That's what we were accepting. But the ikka at the end of the day is ahava. All of this, all the yira is just to put it into perspective. And this is very, very crucial, because the whole of Aseres HaDibros are also split up into Asei and Leis Asei. Anochi is the source of all the Aseis. The Layiyah is the source of all the Leis Aseis. But says the Ramban on this week's Parsha, the Ramban, speaking about Shabbos, the Ramban says, if you want to know why is Asei Derech HaLeis Asei? Why do we have a concept that an Asei knocks out a Leis Asei? If you have a conflict between the two, Asei Derech HaLeis Asei. Says the Ramban, why? Because Ahava overrides Yira. Ahava is the Ikka. We serve Hashem because of the Ahava, the relationship. Hashem doesn't want us to be scared for the sake of being scared. He wants us to have Ahava. Moshel Ma Davadim, let's think about it. We're getting married. That's what Matan Torah is. So can you imagine a guy who's married, and he says, yeah, I've got a very good marriage. Oh yeah, how come? I've never once beaten my wife with a baseball bat. Never. I'm very proud of myself. Never once. You say, Shkoyach, that's a great marriage. Have you done anything for your wife? No. Have you ever bought her flowers? No. Have you ever said a nice comment? No. But I've never beaten her with a baseball bat. Okay. Well, you know, is that good? Well, you know, to be expected, we hope you wouldn't do that. But that's not a relationship just because you haven't done negatives. Or Shabbos Kodesh, right? So what's our relationship with Shabbos? So everybody's very particular. We must make sure we're not over any malach on Shabbos, which is of course true. So I've got a great idea. Let's sleep the whole of Shabbos. Some people do this. Shein b'Shabbos Tarek. What could be better than sleeping on Shabbos? So let's be Mahajim in a Mahajim, sleep the whole of Shabbos. Okay. We'll daven a little bit here and there. We'll sleep the whole of Shabbos. I never was over one malacha once. No malachas. Baruch Hashem, I kept Shabbos. Is that called keeping Shabbos? You've fulfilled the Shomar. But that's the negative. Where's the Zohar? And if you don't keep Shabbos, if Shabbos hasn't got a meaning, if you haven't connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if there's not something there, Beruchnius, so what's called Shabbos? Very good, you won't get any black points. Or imagine a guy comes up to Shemayim after 120. He comes up to Shemayim, he says, okay, Ben Shalom, I'm ready for my Schar. Oh yeah? So well, you know, I didn't do any Avera ever. Not one Avera ever. I've avoided every Avera in the book, not one Avera ever. Okay? So what did you do with your life, Hashem will say? Well, I didn't do any Averas. Very good. Excellent, you didn't do Averas. But what did you actually do? Tell me what you did. What positive thing did you add to the world? How did you show you were related to me? Where was the relationship? Just not beating up your wife is not sufficient. It's a starting point, but it's not enough. And therefore, Leisa says and Aseis have two functions. A Leisa say, avoiding an Avera, is the part of the structure of the world. But we have to do the Asay. Asay is Doicha Leis Asay, because ultimately you're here in the world. We are all here in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect, to do something, to have a kesher, to have a relationship with Hashem. So yes, of course, we don't want to do Averis, because if you do Averis, you're ruining Hashem's world. You're polluting the atmosphere. That's true. But just to avoid Averis is not why we're here in this world, to avoid Averis. We're here to avoid Averis and then actually do something. Sumira, one aspect. Asay Toiv, go and do something. That's what we're here in this world. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's going to be an opportunity here of Avas Hashem She'en Kamayu, the unbelievable revelation of love of Hashem and Matan Torah. The wedding day itself, Yom Chasun Asay. Now we need Yira. Yes, Yira has to be there so you don't overstep the boundary. But just don't forget, Yira is only there so that you don't overstep the boundary. But the Ikke is the Ahava. That's the Tachlis. Coming back to Shabbos, since we mentioned it. Bereshit is also Yorei Shabbos. Boishes and Shabbos also the same Isis. Shabbos, of course, is Boishes. Meaning, Shabbos is an understanding that we are nothing, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If this idea of Boishes, if we've explained it correctly, Boishes means a Yiras HaRoimus, to understand that we are nothing compared to this whole world that Hashem has created. That is exactly Shabbos. Stop working and realize who's the Borei Olam. Who's in charge here? Hashem's in charge. There's a boishes here, boishes in a positive sense. We're embarrassed, meaning we take a modest step and stand in front of Hashem, realizing that He is the Borei Olam, and we are just a small speck in this whole system. So Shabbos is Yorei Boishes, but it's the boishes part. It's the Yiras HaRoimimus part. On the other hand, we know that Shabbos is the greatest revelation of Ahava. That's the irony, that we are nothing but a speck, but you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misava for that speck. Hashem wants us. We are very insignificant in this whole galaxy, but we are very significant at the same time. That's the balance of somehow understanding that, yes, we're nothing, and at the same time, we're everything in the Bria. And everything that's created in the world is all for us. And therefore, who understood this best? Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the greatest person, he has the closest connection, as it were, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he has the Anova. And that's the tool you need. You have to have that Anova, that boishes, that understanding that I'm a nothing compared to the Ribbono Shel Olam in his world. And ultimately, that's what we daven for. We ask Hashem every day. We mention it many times. Statements such as, V'yachid v'avenu la'ahava o la'yira es shemecha. We're asked for ahava and yira. The ikka is ahava. That's what we want. But if you don't have the yira, then it's not controlled. If you don't have the yira, it doesn't mean to be scared. Yira means the yira s'raimimus. The understanding of anova. That we are just a small speck in this whole solar system. It's an unbelievable thing. But that is what we see, all there in the words of Bereshis. Yorei Boishes, Yorei Shabbos, it's the Bris Eish, and that's the Tavdim Selokim Bahar Azeh. The Avoida is, what's the Avoida of Matan Torah? What was the Avoida? They just stood there. No, the Avoida was to say, I am a Kabel. I am accepting the Torah, and I'm letting this come into me. I am a Vata myself to Hashem. And we'll end with the following. We find this all the time. The greater the Kedusha, the greater, the more the boundaries are needed. The more the Ahava, the more Yira. If you go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's a dangerous place. Only once a year, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to go in. And that's what Shabbos is. When you want to move into Shabbos, you want to be Zoicha to Kedusha Shabbos. So how do you Zoicha to it? With 39 Melachos and lots of details. Some people might say, ah, you know what, forget the details. I'd rather not have Shabbos. I can't believe it's too difficult. I might be Oiva, I might be this, I might do that. Yeah, you might. But look at the benefit that you get. And it's not, oh, Shabbos is just a whole load of, you can't do this, you can't do that. No, that's just the structure. To say, now you have more Kedusha. You have more Kedusha, because it's a higher zone. You've moved into a zone which is more Kadesh, and therefore there are more restrictions, because you've got to be more careful in this area. You're in the control room. And that's the Kedusha of Shabbos. Kedusha of Shabbos is there dafka, because it has so many leis aseis. But it's asei doicha leis asei, the zocha and shomer. And all of this is bedibur echad. All of this is bedibur echad. Zocha v'shomer is bedibur echad. The whole thing is bedibur echad. To realize that ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants all of this to come together. It's all one unit. It's not sometimes I have Ahava, sometimes Yira. It's all part of the one Avodas Hashem. The Ikka is Ahava, and the Yira is there to control and connect us to Hashem. We should be Zoicha to gain the Milus of Matan Torah, of this wedding day, through the Ahava and the Yira, to keep it in control and have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.